The decision by Fox News to fire Bill O'Reilly may not end the sexual harassment scandal there. Federal prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation, according to a lawyer for a woman who is suing Roger Ailes, the former chairman of Fox News. Anna Werner is following this.
The board of 21st Century Fox met inside Fox News headquarters today.
Shame on Fox!
While outside, the National Organization for Women declared the ouster of host Bill O'Reilly isn't enough.
We thought it was really important to come out and shame the 13 members of the board of directors of 21st Century Fox who've allowed this culture to flourish.
Federal prosecutors have questions, too. A lawyer representing former Fox News co-host Andrea Tentaros, who's suing former Fox News chairman Roger Ailes, says the U.S. attorney has subpoenaed one of his other clients.
I want to be clear that I don't know what the nature of the investigation is.
But attorney Judd Burstein told us the subpoena suggests the investigation by the Securities Fraud Division relates to the method in which settlements were paid.
I do know that when Fox News sought to settle with Andrea Tentaros, they wanted to pay the settlement out as salary. The inference I draw from that is that there may have been a studied effort to hide the fact that there were all these settlements being paid out by disguising them as salary.
Tucker Carlson will replace O'Reilly, but of the 50 or so companies that yanked ads from the show, most told us today they have not decided whether to move their ads back to the time slot. Viewership has remained steady. Public relations specialist Howard Bragman.
Viewers are not their problems. Advertisers, yes. They have to go and look at their advertisers, the people that pay for their network, where the profits come from, and say, here's the changes we've made, and here's why we're a safe place for you to put your money.